We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
And the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Heard that Buccaneers update there. The Bucs, as you like to call them, the Bucs, just to make it easier, are on the Bills' schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Not a game we've talked about a lot. Tampa Bay at Buffalo.
It kind of gets lost in the wash there.
That would be a game, I think, that if you were... we were somewhere else, we would say those teams have never played.
Those two teams have barely played.
It isn't that often.
It feels like there was a weird glitch in the when it got redone that they got skipped or something, so it was a while there. But yeah, I think that's right. It's also a game to me that I don't want to say regardless of what kind of year Tampa is having by the time they face the Bills. What week is that again?
11?
Week 11, okay. Because, you know, if they're like 9-2 or 9-1 or something or 8-2, yeah, people will be respecting them, I think. But it's a team I think it's easy to forget could be dangerous on their schedule.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game against a team that has been to the playoffs the last couple of years and have not, since Brady left, been, to me, a real Super Bowl contender-level team. But they're good. And it's a game that's easy to kind of overlook as, you know, it's not on a par with Philadelphia, even though they're from the NFC and, of course, the AFC big games. But it might be the next hardest game after the big ones.
Also a home game.
Right.
Just like the other big ones, right?
Right.
The Bills are 5-8 all time against Tampa. So, liar, if you're somebody who says they've never played, they've actually played 13 times. They meet in the preseason, too.
Oh, boy. Well, that'll tell us a lot.
Yeah, that's right. There won't be one player in that game that's going to play in the game in week 11. I like that that game. You know, it's one of the two. It's one of only 2 1 o'clock Sunday home games for sure. The game in Week 18 with the Jets could end up being the same thing, but it's only the games against New Orleans and Tampa that are at 1 o'clock on Sunday. 5-8 all time. Does that surprise you that the Bills have a losing record in history against the Buccaneers?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Don't say O.J. Howard. What's the quintessential? What's the Bills-Bucks game or moment?
10-5, 1988.
10-5, yeah. One of the great scores.
Which is why I think it's weird. Like, I would describe the fan base as relatively going to overlook Tampa, but if you're old enough to go back to then, you probably, maybe you're not, that game alone might count for like 3 losses in your brain, and you're not surprised that the Bills are 5-8 against Tampa all time. Because
right,
that game stung so badly. 10-5, we're good. What are we doing? What is happening here? And it's like the Jacksonville game from Urban Meyer. Like, it's a very similar kind of game. Like, we're great. I don't remember how good Tampa was in 1988.
They were 3-10.
Okay. So not good at all.
Not good at all.
And 10-5? What? What? And so it sort of sticks in there a little bit. So I think, even though I didn't get to play the game, I don't know, 13 games, I might have guessed 6-7.
You would have been really close.
Yeah, right.
It's exactly how I feel. Close your eyes. Bills and Bucks. It's that game. They also lost to them in 86. They didn't. The weird thing was the Bucks never came here until, was it even that game with O.J. Howard? Like, that might have been the first time they ever played here. But in the 80s, when you had, in each conference, two divisions of five teams and one of four, the last place teams in the divisions with five teams would play the same on the other side. So the Bills and Bucks played a couple of those times because they had both finished last. Like, they were not unfamiliar with each other so much. And then you would play the AFC, the other fifth-place team in the AFC, twice, like they were in your division. So the Bills in Kansas City a couple times, or at least once, played twice in those years. How many games ever have ended 10-5?
Well, your question, I think, tells us that it's not a score.
It's one.
It's the only one.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the only 10-5 game in NFL history.
That's awesome. Not really, but whatever.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I looked up yesterday, we had a controversy late in the show yesterday, and I know if you were there.
Wow.
If you were there, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you're wondering how it was settled.
I can't wait to find out what it was.
I was going through the Chiefs schedule, and when it came, I got on a roll thinking that they would have a bad season. Which wouldn't you like for me one time to be right? Wouldn't you like for me this time? Isn't this the first time you could actually hope? I hope Mike is right here. I
think that would be a eventful turn. That would be good for. That would be good.
And I'm going through all their games and building steam in an argument that they're actually going to lose. It was ended up being seven games, but that was with a late season winning streak.
Right, they surged at the end. Yeah.
And so I'm going through the games. At the Chargers, all right, that's in Brazil. You said, like, I don't. Has there ever been a game in Brazil that wasn't wild and wacky? Then they have the Eagles. At the Giants, all right, still on the road at night. Now I'm already, I'm doing it again. I'm forcing it a little bit.
Yeah,
on the road at night means the Giants will beat the Chiefs. Because that's when they thrive. At home at night is when the Giants, we've all seen them just dominate in the last decade at home when they're in prime time.
The Chiefs tried to get that game changed on their schedule. They were unsuccessful.
They were nervous. They're nervous about it.
Yeah.
The Ravens in week four, and then they go to Jacksonville in week five. That's also a night game because, of course, it's Kansas City. So Jacksonville and the Giants get dragged into prime time because they're playing Kansas City. And I said, well, those teams have had some bangers. Those teams have had some... The Chiefs have had problems.
With Jacksonville?
In Jacksonville. I didn't know if I was right. It just felt right.
Yeah.
It wasn't right.
Yeah.
They have won.
Great.
They have beaten Jacksonville
eight times
in a row.
They're not 5-8 against Jacksonville.
No. Well, no. They're 10-6 against Jacksonville, but they've won the last eight, including the playoffs. I just think there was a game a couple of years ago early in the season that I was watching. Maybe the Bills were playing late or something. And I just remember Kansas City, imagine this, because we didn't see this every week last year. Kansas City struggling to score. They won the game 17-9. There was a playoff game the year before. Remember that? With Jacksonville? Like, Jacksonville almost had them.
I believe you. I can't see it in my head. I should.
27-20. Is this the game where Mahomes gets hurt? And his backup makes the play. We've had this.
Oh, okay.
But the Bills lose to the Bengals the next day.
Right.
So it's the Bengals and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. But that was a bit of a struggle. But they did win. So it was erroneous for me yesterday to say anything of the sort.
That's a house of horrors for them.
Exactly.
Or something. Right, yeah.
No. Who is a house of horrors for is us.
Jacksonville, yeah. Yeah.
They both are. Kansas City and Jacksonville both are houses of horrors for the Bills. No? Is that too strong?
I think that they've won there in the regular season sort of takes it. I know the playoff games are more important, obviously, but I think it's not the 70s Sabres in the spectrum here that I'm dealing with.
Well, what's the closest thing then to the Bills having a house of horrors?
I like Jacksonville better, but I mean, how meaningful have any of the games been? I mean, one was a playoff game, so you know you've got that.
What are the Bills going to be against Jacksonville all time?
Oh boy, what are we talking about? 20 games, maybe
18, okay. 20, including the playoffs. It's 20.
Okay.
Good guess.
Well, they've lost both the playoff games.
That's right.
Are we about to find out Jacksonville is our problem? Like we have a Jacksonville problem. We never really
first
knew
they
it.
Were yesterday. They were Kansas City's problem.
Right now they're ours.
Now they're our problem.
What the hell is going on in there?
10-10.
10-10. All right. And that even includes like you know a loss here in this that Urban Meyer game is right in this you know the Bills are great era.
That's the worst game of the Allen years, isn't it?
If you exclude like the Cincinnati playoff game, yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, one was the highest stakes, and one was almost no stakes.
Right.
So you have to incorporate that.
Yeah.
But is it his worst game? Remember, I didn't watch it. I've never seen the Jacksonville or the 9-6 game.
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii. It was my 50th birthday that day.
Lucky you.
And I was watching the Dolphins because Tua is from Hawaii, and they put the Dolphins on local TV. I think they were playing Houston, but I didn't see the Bills game. And the Dolphin game was either a blowout or over, and they put the Bills on. My father-in-law was excited because they put the Bills game on for like the last 2 minutes. Driving, mm-hmm. They didn't get very far. They got to midfield or something.
Right.
Driving down 9-6, and so we got to watch the end of the Bills game, and then they lost, and normally, of course, that for me is, you know, the light goes on and it's post game time. But instead, in this case, it was like 10 in the morning.
And
we went out.
And you were in Hawaii.
We went to the beach.
Yeah, right.
That was
it. It's pretty good.
Let's go.
Fine. It's easy to put the game behind you. I don't remember this. I mean, I know the score. I know the futility. I remember them. I remember that drive, getting the ball back, thinking like, okay, you know, this. I knew you were off. Obviously, you're in Hawaii. I'm going to be doing post game. How am I going to frame this? You know, good teams get away with these, whatever. Like, just go make your drive and get out of here with, you know, terrible performance across the board, but you escaped. And instead, they stalled and they lost, and it was just.
How did they lose?
They could not stay on the field. They could not convert third downs.
They couldn't move the ball.
No. It was crazy.
Allen threw two picks, so was sacked four times, saying, like, fumbled.
Terrible, yeah. Josh, the other Josh Allen, I think, got him on a strip.
Okay.
If I have that in my head anyway.
Mm-hmm. To end it?
So I don't know if it was to end it.
Maybe.
But either way, I think that happened. And
by the way, if you're just tuning in, yes, we are reliving the 9-6 Jacksonville
just,
Bills
game fun.
From 2021.
It's good times. But I don't know, is it worth the Houston game last year was rank. From Allen. I mean, not what, 9 for 23 or whatever? Or was it worse than that? It was really bad.
Maybe.
So I don't know. That might outrank it, even though they scored more points and Houston's a better team, you know, at the time than Jacksonville was when this game happened.
This is the thing about the Allen Bills is both those games were very winnable. Remember the Houston game last year was theirs, right? I mean, it was theirs. And they got tied, got the ball. Okay, this is the scenario yesterday we were talking about where it's still, you know, you still have the ball. The Ravens, had Mark Andrews not dropped the two-point play, the Bills get the ball with a minute and a half, and, like, wouldn't you bet on them?
Mm-hmm.
That was that game, Houston. But they couldn't get the first down, and then Houston kicked a 60-yard field goal to win it.
And they didn't run any clock either because they threw it, and that was really hotly contested. Like, that they, you know, what are you doing? You should have, you know, turtled there. And I, like, you know, I'm over here going, you can't yell at them when they're not aggressive and then yell at them when they are. And, like, circumstances, I mean, whatever. There's always circumstances. It's, you know, when they don't go for it in that situation, you get mad. And then if they do and it doesn't work, you get mad and whatever. But he was 9 for 30 in that game, as it turns out. I'm looking at the stats, Allen. I don't have – hang on.
What's worse?
There were no picks. One TD. I don't know.
Coleman.
Yeah, right.
What's worse, 9 for 30 or losing 10 to 5? Those are great numbers. Yeah. But again, regular season, they lost the week before.
Right. So it was a slide, early season slide.
Yeah. It's a thing about that. Did I say it? Like, these losses, there have been so few. They win constantly, but the losses are usually winnable games. Like, they're usually just, like, right there. That's the close games argument. I missed that argument. I missed that debate from a couple of years ago. The Bills went and kind of went down the middle on close games or won them last year, so we don't have that to chew on anymore. I missed that. The 1 year, right, all their close games were losses or most of them, and talked about whether or not that was a flaw. It's just that one Colt game, isn't it? The Jonathan Taylor.
Still, they got smacked around in the end in Baltimore last year pretty hard.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
That was not the game.
31-10?
I think. I don't have it open now. But, it felt maybe competitive when they were down 17 with the ball. And then that's when that crazy, I don't know, was it an option? Whatever it was, Allen was rolled out to his left and he just went to throw it across his body and got absolutely rocked. And like, oh, yeah, this isn't really a game. No.
It's over now.
Yeah. So like that one and that Colt game, I think, are the two. The others, I mean, yeah, you got that Minnesota game I was just thinking about the other day. And the home game against Minnesota. The fumble in the own end zone and just this 4th and 18 to Jefferson. It's like, how did you lose that game? You know? And you know, it's on the way to a great season, so it might be easy to get lost in there, but it's like doesn't even add up when you look at the game. Like they lost this game?
35-10 last year was the Ravens score.
Ravens, yeah.
You know, speaking of whatever this is, the Eagles on the schedule this year, week 17, I'll just say again, I think that's unfortunate. I mean, the Bills have several marquee games. A couple are in prime time. Philadelphia at Buffalo certainly could have been. Week 17, I mean, if I'm sort of overinflating my sense of the Bills, you can call me on it, but I think it's a little bit too late for that game. It could be amazing. It could be two teams. It could be everybody's idea of a Super Bowl preview.
Mm-hmm.
But it also could be one team is clinched, one team got hurt. It's just maybe not.
Right.
The Chiefs and the Eagles play in week 2, and that's awesome. The Bills and the Ravens playing in week 1 is great. You know, like just those right away, nobody's thinking about whether the game's going to be important or not. Like it's just the season, here it is.
Of course it is, right.
It's of course it is. But that Philadelphia game might not be what it could be in week 17. I mean, post-Christmas. When's the last time the Bills beat the Eagles? Who was the quarterback of the Eagles the last time they lost to Buffalo?
Did they win that season finale game that you worked and I didn't?
No.
Marv?
In Philly?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
But it's, I think, more recent than that.
Oh, okay. I don't have it. Ron Mexico. Okay.
Vic.
Sure.
The game in Buffalo the Bills won.
They took the ball away like crazy in that game.
When there's that Merrill Reese clip, Philadelphia radio, where the Eagles have like 4th and inches and somebody jumps. Or the Bills have 4th and inches and somebody jumps offside and the guy just completely loses it.
Yes. I remember that.
That's the only Bills win over the Eagles 2011 since the 90s. They've lost 5 out of 6 against the Eagles since then, including that crazy, awesome overtime game 2 years ago. Well, all right. Fun to jump around there. I mean, I was playing a little bit of a role with Kansas City and the schedule yesterday.
Yep.
I sort of just got into it. They do have the Ravens, the Eagles, the Lions, like, early
it's a
at
rough,
home.
It's a rough first 4 or 6 weeks. Yeah, it is. And the Bills have the opposite, really, of that. I mean, they've got Baltimore week 1, but then it's pretty soft until maybe Atlanta.
if that's even.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think that'll be a harder game than maybe fans are riding around in their cars right now thinking. But still, it's, you know, Jets, Miami, New Orleans, New England after that Baltimore game. So the opportunity for a really nice start is there. And yeah, the Atlanta game is, you know, you're not, it's not, you know, the 49ers in their prime or anything. It's a, I think, an up-and-coming NFC team that you might overlook. But still, then it's Carolina even after that.
Then Kansas City.
Then Kansas City. So if the Chiefs are, you know, a little wobbly, you know, because of the...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Difficulty of the schedule, the Bills hopefully have the opposite going on. Because the quick start is out there for them. And if they can get out and get a lead on them and then beat them, oh, man.
But how much is it to say that Kansas City will lose six or seven games? Like, how much is that to say? What's their over-under going to be? 11.5?
I would guess.
That's about what the Bills is?
Yeah.
I mean, 11 wins is six losses. Last year they lost two, and the last game didn't even matter to them. So, I mean, that's pretty extreme. How much is it to say that? Like, the thing with the Chiefs has been, you know, we had, like, Joe Ostrowski and Sam and Nick Costos and these guys who bring up Ross, maybe more than anybody else, Ross Tucker. Like, do you really want to bet against them? Do you really want to pick against Kansas City? Watch, you know, be careful. Think, listen to yourself. Do you really want to do this? And that one, 2 years ago when they won here and they won in Baltimore, they were underdogs in those games and won anyway. And it just became like, I don't want to think about this anymore. Just play them. Just take them. And last year, if you did that, you did great because they won. I mean, they hardly ever covered, probably, but they won every week.
Right.
So, are we still there with Kansas City? Like, I can totally see them having a tough time this year, but maybe I'm just sort of hoping. I mean, those are tough opponents. And are they just going to win forever? Is Kansas City just going to rule? Are they New England? Maybe they are. Are they just going to be much the best team in their division for a decade like New England was?
The last 2 years, really. I think it's right to connect. Or is it even three? Last year was their third year since Tyreek Hill left. They won the Super Bowl the first two times, right?
Yes.
So it's 3 years where they've not really had, you know, a hot shot guy. Oh, look, Kelsey exists, but that's even deteriorating. But still, his numbers last year were, when you mentioned him earlier this week, already to me, surprisingly good, considering what he looked like by the end of the season, at least to me. I feel like, sure, I mean, I think you're hoping, which is fine to do. And I like wondering, are they just going to win forever? When we were putting together our 8-team division winning parlay for the NFL season the other day, like, look out, Chargers, Broncos, somebody could get them. I like the price. I'm going to take one of them. I still haven't officially put that in, but I'm going to take one of those two that are like plus 500 or something to win the division, and I'm just going to take the chance on it. But I think the Chiefs are lined up to be better. I don't want to say better than ever because they've been so good, but I like them on paper more this year than I did at this time last year. Rice, the Worthy, I like the rookie running back. If they sort of get Kareem Hunt gets sort of backseated there, that might be smart for them. And the left tackle they drafted out of Ohio State being healthy already for training camp is a big deal. When they made that pick, I mean, there were people that would tell you that he would have been contending with the LSU kid that the Patriots took to be the top tackle if he were healthy. And so they got him at 32 or 31. They traded, right, at the end.
Yes, they in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia swap, moved up, right. Spots. So, whatever, they got him, and he might be, I mean, they've had a different guy, what is it, 5 years in a row or whatever it is?
Six.
At left tackle. That might be their left tackle. He might be their Deion Dawkins. And that's a really nice piece to have.
Mahomes has had six different left tackles. Hurts has had six different offensive coordinators. Right? We had that one yesterday?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. 803-0550, you want to jump in? We will talk to John Harris, who's on the Texans broadcast today. Get to know Houston a little bit better. And Paul Hamilton will join us later on. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.